Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. So our religion, Islam, is an Abrahamic religion, and Muslims put no difference between God's prophets. Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Jesus, and our very own prophet Muhammad all received divine revelations, and the true followers of each of these prophets all bow and prostrate to the same God. So just like Jesus, who confirmed the book that was revealed before him, that's the Torah, Muslims take the same step and confirm the books that were revealed before Muhammad too, including the Gospels, because they are all guidance, light, and admonition. We look at Jesus and other prophets as role models as well. Our collections of narrations also include narrations by other prophets, including Jesus. In the end of the day, all the prophets invited their people to worship God and God alone. We are all on the same path, and hopefully we shall all unite under that mentality. It's good for us Muslims to know about Jesus if we are to communicate with our Christian brothers. And it's also great if they know how we think about their prophet, who is our prophet as well. When mutual understanding exists, a platform is created to set aside the biases and the inclement past and start a future, hand in hand, anew. After the short break, we're going to introduce a book about Jesus, so don't go away.
Prophets all came, prophets all came.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. So just before the break, we were talking about Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam. The book we want to introduce today is called At the Presence of Jesus Christ by Muhammad Hussein Shahri, published by Neba Organization and translated by Mahbube Baduristan. This book is a collection of traditions attributed to Prophet Jesus, all of them found in the books brought to us from our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. Neba Organization is an Islamic endeavor for disseminating Islamic knowledge worldwide. They have kindly provided this book for free on al-islam.org for anyone to download. So the book is 20 pages, and put together they present 14 narrations from Jesus. So this is the part of the program when I'd read you the contents, but there is no table of contents for this book. So without any delay, we'll go straight to our break and come back for a reading of the book. While we take the break, you might want to download the book and read with us. It's called At the Presence of Jesus Christ by Muhammad Hussein Shahri, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. I'm going to go, but we will be back very soon.
Seven barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We're going to read a part of the book, At the Presence of Jesus Christ, by Muhammad Hussein Shahri. So, like I said before the break, this is basically a book which is a collection of narrations by Jesus. Jesus Christ said, "Truly I tell you, just as sun gives light and illumination to all objects, in the same way, spiritual knowledge lights up the hearts. Piety is the fountainhead of all knowledge. Truth is the gate to the good deeds, while God's mercy is the gate to leading the truth. The keys to this gate are invocation, repentance to God, and action. How could a door be opened without its key?" Tuhaful Uqul. Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "O sons of Adam, shun this world and turn towards God. Detach yourselves from this world, as you are not competent for it, nor is it fair for you. You shall not live long in this world, and the world too shall not last for you." From Bihar al-Anwar. Jesus Christ said, "Truly I tell you, there is nothing like the regular prayers that can make you earn swiftly the dignity of the hereafter. And there is no support better than those prayers at times of difficulties. Besides, nothing is nearer to God than prayers. So be perpetual in your prayers and perform it abundantly, because among the worthy deeds that bring man close to God, it is prayer that has special significance before him." Tuhaful Uqul. Jesus Christ said, "Blessed is he whose silence is thinking, his looking is for getting lessons, his provisions is limited. He weeps over his sins, and the people are safe from his tongue and actions." Bihar al-Anwar. Hazrat Ali ibn Hussein, Imam Sajjad, said to his companions, "My brothers, I recommend you to strive for the eternal world and not this material world upon which you have fixed your greedy eyes. Do you know that Jesus Christ told his disciples, 'This world is a bridge that you have to pass from it, and do not get engaged in its attractions. Is there anyone who builds a house on the sea waves? So do not consider the world as your lasting place.'" Bihar al-Anwar. The few narrations that I just read are also some of the things that Imam Ali alayhi salam insists a lot in his Nahjul Balagha.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
All right, that pause that you just heard, that signals that it's time for me to sign off. Just one thing I want to mention before it's time to say goodbye. You might think with yourself that a 20-page book, which is a collection of narrations, is something that you can read in less than an hour, and in your opinion, you would have read one book today and become much smarter. Okay, don't go down that road. Because when reading narrations, it's important to think about every narration that you read, deliberate about it, and ponder on it. Ask questions from yourself and others, and think about how you can put that narration to work in your life. We don't introduce these books so that you can skim over it. Such books, although small, but they can be life changers if they are studied correctly. This book is only 20 pages, but you'll probably need more than 20 days to finish it. That's all from me, Hussein, and the whole team here on IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Bookshelf, and if you missed today's program, we introduced the book At the Presence of Jesus Christ, which you can download from al-islam.org. You can also download this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, and a lot of self-vigilance. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.